President Obama says Adam and Eve, or Adam and Steve.
State recognition of so-called homosexual marriage, which is actually a blasphemy.
It is.
You're taking a perversion and what God calls an abomination.
From opposing state marriage amendments to refusing to defend the Federal Defense of Marriage Act to giving taxpayer-funded marriage benefits to same-sex couples, the president has undermined the spirit, if not the letter, of the law.
We've arrived at a point where the president of the United States is going to lead a war on traditional marriage.
President Barack Obama has officially come out in favor of homosexual marriage. He has officially come out in favor of unnatural marriage. He has come out in favor of giving society's highest recognition to behavior which is immoral, which is unnatural, and which is unhealthy, behavior that will kill you.
When the president spoke out in support of marriage equality on Wednesday afternoon, it seemed that every conservative, so-called pro-family, so-called religious group had a press release ready to go. And everybody hit the send button at the same moment. Perhaps Vice President Biden and Education Secretary Arne Duncan's expressions of support last weekend gave them fair warning of what was coming next. Perhaps they'd been sitting and praying for just such a presidential announcement, confident that it would ensure Barack Obama's defeat at the polls in November. Well, their prayers have been answered, but what are the possible electoral implications of this president throwing himself into the deafening roar of the debate over this controversial social issue? Well, here to answer that question and to analyze the whole situation is our friend Sarah Posner, senior editor at Religion Dispatches. Sarah has a deep understanding of the power and politics of the religious right, and she's written excellent articles about this week's events for Religion Dispatches and Salon.com. Sarah, as always, welcome back to State of Belief Radio.
Thanks, Walton.
First, I want to tell you how much I enjoyed the headline of a recent article you'd written about the president's public stance on marriage equality. The headline read simply, "Evolve already? Exclamation point." That went up on Religion Dispatches on Monday, so I think much of the credit for Wednesday's announcement goes to you.
I doubt it.
Besides your article, though, what else do you think finally moved Barack Obama to do what he did?
Well, I actually think that Obama did not ever have a problem with same-sex marriage. But I think that he saw a political downside to coming out for it. But there has been a remarkably rapid transformation of the country's public opinion on this issue since just 2008. I mean, if you look at the public opinion data going back to 2000 to 2004 to 2008 to now, it tracks on this remarkably rapid trajectory towards acceptance of same-sex marriage. So during the time that he's been in office, there has been a great evolution. The public opinion evolved faster than the president's apparent opinion on this did. So I think that he found this moment to be one in which he could no longer stay in this box that he had created for himself by saying, well, I'm for all of these LGBT rights except for marriage. He could no longer hew to the religious conservative rhetoric of, I believe in traditional marriage, or I believe it's between a man and a woman. And it became increasingly difficult for him to be in that spot and still be credible about it.
But you believe he came to the office probably already thinking very positively about this?
I just think that it's hard for me to imagine somebody with his background and his purported belief system that he would have a serious problem with same-sex marriage. I think he understood LGBT rights and equality, but I think he also understood that there would be, or he thought that there would be, a backlash against him for coming out for marriage. Mm-hmm. And I do think that that had something to do with the religious figures that he surrounded himself with when he was campaigning, when he first took office.
Yeah. Well, I guess the big unknown at this point is how is this going to impact what happens in November, right, if at all. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of speculation from this will energize the youth vote and thus help the Democrats, to this is going to alienate a part of the African-American electorate. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, I think that, again, the public opinion polling shows African-American voters, younger African-American voters, more accepting of same-sex marriage than their elders are, that there are similar demographic changes in terms of views of same-sex marriage in the African-American community and the Latino community as there are in the population at large. And it's less likely to impact the youth vote or the millennial vote, because they're more in favor of same-sex marriage than older people are. I have a hard time imagining that this single issue is really going to turn a lot of voters. There may be conservative, older conservative Christians who would possibly be more motivated to drive their neighbor to the polls on election day or go to do phone banking for the Faith and Freedom Coalition or one of those religious right organizations because of what Obama said. But by and large, I think that that's a constituency that has viewed Obama as, yeah, quote-unquote pro-abortion, waging a war against Christianity, possibly Muslim, possibly not a real Christian, possibly not a real American. So it's hard, yeah, to imagine that this is going to change things a lot for them. And in fact, I'm pretty sure that probably a lot of them considered him to be quote-unquote pro-gay anyway because, mm-hmm, of the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell and the refusal to defend the Defense of Marriage Act in court, so by Obama's Justice Department. So I just don't think it really changes that equation that radically.
Mm-hmm. Who is going to vote against Obama because of this that otherwise would have voted for him? I mean, it's pretty small, isn't it?
I would think that it's pretty small. I mean, I think it's possible to find people who would say that. But when you look at, for example, in Maryland, where there will probably be a referendum on the same-sex marriage bill that passed the legislature and was signed by the governor, mm-hmm, because people who are against same-sex marriage are trying to petition to put it on the ballot for the voters to decide. And there was a piece that ran about the possibility of the African-American vote in Maryland overturning the legislature's law. Mm-hmm. And there was an African-American pastor talking about how, yes, there are African-American pastors who are out there saying that same-sex marriage is wrong and we need to overturn this law. But his opinion was that the pastors are behind the people in the pews, that the people in the pews are ahead of the pastors in terms of accepting same-sex marriage in African-American churches. So I think, yeah, there are a lot of unanswered questions,
yeah,
there.
Yeah. What do you read into Mitt Romney's reluctance to criticize the president on saying this?
Well, that brings up another timing issue that I thought was really interesting, that this came pretty close on the heels of the Romney campaign letting Rick Grenell go, the mm-hmm, spokesperson on foreign policy and national security issues, who was basically hounded away out of the campaign by religious right activists, notably Brian Fisher. And so when you contrast that to the president saying, I'm in favor of same-sex marriage, which was the very policy thing that Rick Grenell was treated as a pariah over, because mm-hmm, it wasn't just that he's gay, it's that he has publicly supported same-sex marriage. It really made the contrast between them seem, in terms of not just in terms of policy, but in terms of acting like a human being, seem very, very stark. And then you have this article in the Post, which talks about Romney bullying a perceived gay classmate in high school. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't paint a very pretty picture.
Yeah. As two of the increasingly smaller number of people who seem to be interested in religious freedom in this nation, I made a point, you were nice enough to pick it up in your article, that it's great that the president comes out and shows that he's his piece on this issue regarding his faith. But let's keep in mind that's not the issue here in the overall structure of things.
That's correct. Nobody's religion should dictate what the law is on LGBT rights,
yeah.
right, or any law. So it's just as wrong for a liberal to say the Bible dictates that we should allow LGBT rights as it is for a conservative to say that the Bible prohibits it. However, in this particular instance, I don't think that he was trying to say that his religious beliefs should dictate the law. I think he was explaining how he got there from a position that was purportedly in line with the conservative position. And I also think it had another political implication, which was that perhaps he was sending a signal that the way he's done religious outreach, which has included more apparently close relationships with anti-same-sex marriage religious figures than pro-same-sex marriage religious figures. Perhaps this is a signal that some of that is going to change. The issues with having religious outreach mm-hmm. and having a faith-based advisory board and all of those things are indeed things that we should continue to discuss. But just on a purely politics standpoint, setting aside those constitutional mm-hmm. issues for the moment, I think this signaled perhaps, hopefully, something important in terms of him having a broader collection of people around him on those
yeah,
issues.
Yeah, that's a very good analysis of that. What I think was an underreported event this past week, I went on Rachel Maddow and talked about it. I know you are very much aware of it. In the great statuary hall of our nation's Capitol building with the necessary blessing of the House Speaker, some of the most hateful, regressive, theocratic, exclusionary, supposedly Christian figures of our time gathered for an event called Come Pray With Me. Sarah, that was some extremist stuff. I mean, I guess some people agreed that Satan's coming back as a politician, but to say that separation of church and state is from communism.
These are old talking points, of course.
Oh, of course they are. But why? Why do we have to put up with that? Why did the media overlook that?
I can't answer that last question, why the media overlooked it. I think that the media has an aversion to reporting on religion, doesn't really understand where the constitutional lines are with the separation of church and state, has been convinced that praying in public is an innocuous, mm-hmm. perfectly acceptable, patriotic thing to do. And so, therefore, those sorts of things shouldn't be questioned. There's not a lot of questioning of the National Day of Prayer, for example.
Yeah.
So I think that the media just tends to look at it as, oh, well, that's just some people praying. Let them pray. It's all right. It'll go away.
And for me, the implicit problem with that is that not only then did the Speaker of the House of Representatives of the United States of Congress affirm that group,
mm-hmm.
so did the media by giving it a pass.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to put up with that?
Well, we don't have to, but... Well, it's good that Rachel Maddow did a segment on it.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, it's clear our work is not going to be done, and I want to direct our readers to the work that you've been doing with a great article at Religion Dispatches and an insightful piece posted at Salon.com on the subject of Barack Obama's expression of support for marriage equality. Sarah Posner, senior editor at Religion Dispatches and the author of God's Prophets, Faith, Fraud, and the Republican Crusade for Values Voters. Sarah, this is a big story. I know it's going to stay with us. I'm grateful for you helping us better understand this moment in our nation's history today. Thank you for consistently being willing to come on State of Belief Radio and help us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.